join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is our friend Doug Robinson, who's the Vice President for Student Services at California State University, Long Beach, where I teach. Doug, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Just for the record, Doug is the most tenured vice president on any of the 23 campuses. Doug has served under four presidents, so you must be doing something right.
Well, I try to every day. I come in and try to do some things the right way.
Doug, higher education, the status of CSULB, it's not a pretty picture these days.
Budgetarily, things are not good. In the state, in the nation, but certainly within the CSU. Most recently, this year alone, we've had to reduce our general fund budget by approximately $45 million. That's down from $192 million. So you can see that this is a very severe situation that we're dealing with.
And there were 2,000 students who otherwise would be here that were not admitted. Faculties have voted to take furloughs to save jobs. Classes have been canceled. The state legislature is doing a great disservice, in my judgment, to the people of the state of California by shortchanging higher education. These are future taxpayers.
Well, we're actually no longer a state university. We're a state-supported university. We only receive 29% of our budget from the state of California. And this is not an investment in quality. This is not an investment in the future of the state.
Student fees went up twice this year, 20% and then 10%. Students are paying more and getting less.
Well, again, we've had to lay off non-tenured faculty. We've had to reduce programming. In a sense, you're correct. We are charging students more and giving them less. Yeah.
Well, in the humble opinion of the host, it's a short-sighted policy because when students graduate from Long Beach State and other 22 campuses, they become taxpayers, they give back to the state, and I think the figures show that for every dollar we invest in higher education, we get several dollars back.
We do, and again, it's not just the faculty who are being furloughed, but the staff, the administration, everyone is contributing to this economic downturn at the university.
On a more positive note, if we can shift gears, Doug and I co-founded a remarkable program at Long Beach State known as the Distinguished Speaker Series. We're in our third year this year. In our first year, we brought to campus ethics expert Michael Josephson. Last year, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh. And this year, Doug, we have a wonderful program on the economic meltdown. And I don't know anyone who's not impacted by this meltdown.
This is such a timely topic for us to bring to the university and to the Long Beach community because we are going to kind of dissect what happened on Wall Street, what happened with the bankers. And so we really want to encourage people to come out and participate in this program. And by the way, Art, you're being very modest. You are the founding father of this program. So we want to thank you sincerely for bringing this concept to us.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your support from ground zero and always being there with your guidance and good thoughts. Our speaker this year is Bill Cowan. Bill is New York Times bestselling author, most recently of The House of Cards about the collapse of Bear Stearns, earlier The Last Tycoon, two bestselling books. Cowan spent 17 years on Wall Street as a top senior investment banker with Lazard Frères, Merrill Lynch, and Morgan. So he knows the territory, he knows how we got into this mess, and equally importantly, he knows how we can get out of it. And the subheading of his book is so appropriate here, House of Cards, A Tale of Hubris and Wretched Excess on Wall Street. Greed got us where we are.
And you know what? There's a dual prong here. Not only are we bringing a wonderful program to the campus, but we're also contributing to the General Scholarship Fund with the proceeds that we generate. So we'll be able to reach out and help some students who are experiencing these sharp increases in student fees.
Good point. So we'd like every one of you at home to consider coming to this wonderful event. You can go to the website that is hot now. It's a beautiful website. www.distinguishedspeakerseries.com. You can order tickets on the website with advance purchase. Tickets are only $40, less for faculty, still less for students. If you'd like to be a sponsor, we invite you to the sponsor dinner, which is at 6 o'clock that evening, $100. You can help pay for the program and help, as Doug mentioned, with these scholarships. Go to the website. The program is at the beautiful Carpenter Performing Arts Center on the Long Beach State campus at 7:30 on the evening of Wednesday, November 28th. We'll put all this information up at the bumper at the end of the segment. And Doug, some good things still survive.
Yes, and again, for all those participants, this is tax deductible. So you can contribute, and you can also write off this donation to the university.
Point well taken. The foundation is a 501c3. So for $40 or $30 or preferred seating for $60 or a sponsor seat for $100 with seating right up front, you can hear a great program that will be memorable. You can be supporting school, student scholarships, as Doug mentioned, and you get a tax deduction.
That's right.
A trifecta.
That's what it is.
Well, Doug, we're delighted that you finally made it onto the air here at Straight Talk, and we're very honored to have you here, and quite seriously, thank you for your support over the last 4 years in building this wonderful Distinguished Speaker Series.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
You bet. Okay, coming up, someone you won't want to miss, Juliet Huck, will talk about visually persuasive storytelling. We'll be back after these messages.